Alright folks, welcome back to another episode of Retire Early Mindset. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and today we're diving into something that might feel a little different from our usual money-making talk. We're going deep on self-compassion and forgiveness when it comes to our finances. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh great, another preachy podcast about feeling good, hear me out. This isn't about being soft or letting yourself off the hook for bad decisions. It's about creating a healthier relationship with money. One that's built on understanding, kindness, and yes, even forgiveness. Ever feel like your finances are this constant uphill battle? Like you're constantly chasing after goals and falling short, leaving you feeling stressed, inadequate, or even ashamed? You know that feeling when you look at your bank account and it just feels heavy? It's a heavy feeling, right? Well, guess what? That feeling isn't doing you any favors. In fact, all that self-criticism and negativity can actually sabotage your progress. So how do we change the game? How do we shift from this place of financial shame to one of self-compassion? It starts with understanding that we're human. We make mistakes. We have good days and bad days. Our finances are a reflection of our overall well-being, and if we're not treating ourselves with kindness, it's going to show up in our money habits. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate more self-compassion in your financial journey. 1. Recognize your inner critic. Pay attention to the voice in your head when things aren't going as planned financially. Is it harsh? Judgmental? That's your inner critic, and it needs a timeout. Instead of berating yourself for overspending or missing a deadline, acknowledge those feelings without judgment. Remember, everyone makes mistakes. 2. Practice self-forgiveness. We all mess up sometimes, big time. Maybe you splurged on that vacation you couldn't afford, or you took out a loan you regretted later. Holding on to guilt and shame just keeps you stuck in the past. Practice forgiveness, both for yourself and the situation. Learn from the experience, move forward, and focus on building healthier habits for the future. 3. Reframe your money story. How do you think about money? Is it a source of stress and anxiety, or is it a tool that can help you achieve your goals and live a fulfilling life? Our beliefs about money shape our actions, so consciously choose to focus on a positive narrative. Celebrate your wins, no matter how small, and acknowledge the progress you're making. 4. Set realistic goals. We all want to become millionaires overnight, right? But let's be real, financial success takes time, effort, and patience. Set realistic goals that are achievable within a reasonable time frame. Break down big goals into smaller, manageable steps, and celebrate each milestone along the way. 5. Focus on what you can control. You can't control everything in life, but you can control your spending habits, your saving strategy, and your mindset. Focus your energy on what you can influence and let go of the things that are outside your control. Remember, even small changes can have a big impact over time. All right, picture this. You just got your monthly bank statement, and it's not exactly what you hoped for. Maybe there were some unexpected expenses, or you spent a little more than planned on something fun. Now, how do you react? Do you spiral into self-criticism, feeling defeated and discouraged? Or do you take a moment to acknowledge the situation without judgment, learn from it, and adjust your budget accordingly? That's the difference between self-compassion and negativity. It's about choosing kindness over criticism, understanding over blame. Remember, even financially savvy people have setbacks. The key is to treat yourself with the same grace and understanding you would offer a friend going through a tough time. So, what are you taking away from today's episode? Remember, cultivating self-compassion in your financial journey isn't about being perfect. It's about being kind to yourself, learning from your mistakes, and celebrating your progress along the way. Embrace the journey, folks. It's a marathon, not a sprint. And remember, you got this. Head over to our social media pages and share your thoughts on self-compassion in personal finance. What strategies have helped you cultivate more kindness towards yourself? Let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, stay motivated, stay mindful, and keep crushing those financial goals.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.